Vitering Shasri and Zvachim Daf Yud Al, figuring upon Yudam Abiz Badababa Page, five lines up from the bottom, last word on the line. Okay, we left off, we learned in a Braisa that Eliezer wants to compare an Asham to a Chatas by a low Lishma. He's making Hekish. And now we're going to learn another Din, or Eliezer is going to learn out from this idea. And that is to not remember, because we saw in the Mishnah that just like a chatas is done lo lishma is going to be no good. He says also an asham is done lo lishma is going to be no good as well. Tanan asham we learned in a mishnah on daf pei aleph amud beis. Shai Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva said, kol dam shenichzul heichal lechaper psulim. All karbanos that their dam is brought into the heichal in order to be mechaper are going to be pasul. We're talking about a chatas chutz, right? It's done. The base of the pasuk. Pasuk says, "V'chol chatas er yuva midama el ohol moed lechaper b'kodesh lo se achel." And if you have an outer chatas that the dam is brought inside, it's going to be pasul. And from the lashon of v'chol and any, as brought over there, Rabbi Akiva is learning out that all other karbanos, kachem kalam, are also going to be pasul if the dam is brought into the heichal. As what Rashi points out, "Kol damim da chitzonim hachitzonim shenichnasu leheichal lechaper psulim." The Chachamim say Chatas Bavad. Only the Chatas is going to become puzzle if they bring in the dam in such a situation, right? Because that pasuk is talking about the chatas, and they don't darsh in the word v'chol over here. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af Asham. He says, no, even in Asham, Shenemer kachatas kasham. You compare the chatas and the Asham. Oh, Bishlam Rabbi Eliezer makes sense going to Rabbi Eliezer Kedar. My time, like he's explained. Elu Rabbanan, my time. What's the reason of Rabbanan that they don't accept this idea of v'chol? Oh, But that was brought a good hekesh over there. What are you doing with it? Amarava, Asham nichnas dama lifnim pasul lo matzis amart kal v'chomer meola. You can't say that if the dam of an Asham was brought inside, that it's going to be pasul, because we could show differently from a kal v'chomer of in ola. And what is that? Uma, or let's see, ma, beep, turn the page off and off. Ma ola shi kalil in ola, which is completely and totally eaten up. Right, it gets totally consumed. The nichnas dam lefnim kasher, that if the dam goes inside, it's going to be kasher. Ashim sheino kalil kol shekein, then if the ashim, which isn't completely eaten up, then certainly it's going to be, nichnas dam lefnim is going to be ksherah, says Rashi. That the Ola Nichnas Dam Lefnim Ksher Avin Rabbanan Avin Rabbeinu, both of them agree with that. The Lo Darshin and Kol V'Chol Hakesha Nami Leka Achud. There's no Hakesha over there. Therefore, Asham also, this is not going to be. Therefore, it's certainly not. So they're going, no, that's not a good raya, because you can knock off the Kal V'Chomer. Mal Ola Shekinin Mechaperes. How could you give him an Ola? No, it's not Mechaper. It doesn't give it a Kapara. And for the Gemara, no Minchas Chote Tuchiach. No, the Mincha V'Chote will show you that the fact that it's not Mechaper is not the reason that an ola is going to be good if its blood goes in, right? Because the mincha of a michas chote is mechaper, but it's going to be good if the kometz, which is like the dam, that they take off from the mincha, it's a flower, right, is brought into the heichal. I v'leim a chatas of tochiach. Gemara says, but why didn't you say the chatas of? Why did you go into a mincha? Why didn't you bring that of a of an oaf of the bird, that Rashi says, V'achi shapitve shuhu mimine damim, ri luchiach amine damim. It comes in, it's not going to be puzzle. You know, dam and dam. Why'd you go to the kamitza, the komets? So it's the Gemara. Because it's unclear about Chatas Ov. Chatas Ov, Bayad the Rabbi Avini. It was a Kasha called Rabbi Avin. Rashi says, Hechad hechnes damal afrim, bitzavara she'in ledama kabbalah. It was a question that was asked. He's not sure if it's going to pass on. That's if I couldn't use that as it's an example. But you could ask. A minchas chote is not shechted. There's no shchita involved over here. And therefore, the asham, which is a shchita, you can't learn from that of a mincha. Ola tochiach. Ola will knock that out. Will knock off that issue. That even a carbon that needs shchita doesn't become disqualified if its dam is brought into the new
Hechal. The Chazer did. Luri Zek, Luri Zek, Luri Zek, Luri Zek. Atzad HaShav HaShabayin, Shein Kachim Kachim, all of them are Kachim Kachim, Minichas Lefnim Ksherim, and if Adam goes inside, it's going to be Kachim. Afani Yavah, Asham, Sotar Bingin Asham Asham, Shu Kodesh Kodashim, Minichas Dabal Lefnim Kachim, and the blood comes in, it's going to be Kachim. However, we knock it off. Amar Lerava, Mi Barnish, knock it off, Mi Barnish, Lerav Ashi. Valifra Chmala Tzad HaShav HaShem, can we say there's another Tzad HaShav HaShem? Shekein Ein Lem Kitzva. They don't have a set amount, a set monetary amount. Talmud Rebbe Asham Sheish Lo Kitzva. You want to say Rebbe Asham, which does have a set amount, which we said yesterday's daf was 2 shekel. So therefore you can't learn out the Asham from those things. Okay, so we have to try again to explain why an Asham doesn't become pasul when the Dam is brought into the Eichal. Elahayim Yitamei Rabbanan, this is the reason of the Rabbanan. The Yamakra Dama, the Pasuk says the word Dama, which means its blood. Dama shall zu, velo Dama shall acher. Which is saying only this blood, this type of the chattis is going to have this din, but not the blood of another type. Now, the Idach, right, that's the Chama, which is why it says only the chattis. So Idach, whatever really has there, how is he going to explain its dam? Dama velo basara. He says, no, it means its dam is brought in, but not its meat is brought over there. Oh, Rashi says, "Vlo basar, shem nichnas basar leichal in themselves." It's not going to be possible. V'idach dam dama. The other one that the chachamim, how do they learn out this din only applies to the dam and not to the meat? They learn out dam dama. Diet. It's teaching us the din applies only to that of the dam and not of the meat. The Rekuda said, "Asher yuva dam." What does it say? Midama. It's coming to teach dam dama, right? V'idach dam dama lo darsh isn't darsh in that, and therefore we don't learn anything from it. Mishlam Rabbana makes sense going to the Rabban. Nandami Hashem sheshachdu l'shem shalol l'shmo kasher. That's going way back to our Mishnah. The Chacham that said it's only a chatas and a Pesach that are going to be if it's on lo l'shmo is going to be a problem, but Hashem will be fine. Ha'ir iskus mincha l'chatas mincha l'Hashem. Therefore, that's why you can go and compare the mincha as compared to the chatas to the Hashem. The time we looked in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodesh Kadoshim, he kechatas kasham. The pasuk says by mincha, it is Kodesh Kadoshim, the kechatas like an Hashem. How's it like both the chatas and Hashem? That mitzvah chotei areyu kechatas. It's like a chatas lefikach kamatzah shalol l'shma psula. Therefore, if you did the kamitzah not l'shma for its name, it's going to be pasul. And michas adaver yikei asham. It's like an asham lefikach kamatzah shalol l'shma kshera. If it's not l'shma, it's going to be kasher. And that's what the Chacham said. El Rebbe Eliezer, Kondor Rebbe Eliezer says that no, if it's not l'shma, it's going to be pasul in our Mishnah. L'may hechus eiskish mincha l'chatas mincha l'asham. Are you comparing? We got the chatas. How are you comparing to the asham? Lo lechidach the Rebbe Shimon. For the other din of Rabbi Shimon says, Ditanan, we learned in the Mishnah Minachos, Shalob Klisharis Psula. Let's say the komets of a mincha was not put in a klisharis, it is pasul. Rashi says, Shalob Kidis a komets be klisharis Psula. Shamanachos Hukshul Zvachim. Litan Arba Vodas, say that after four Vodas. Kamitza can I get Shchita. The Kamitza, when you gather your fingers, like the Shchita. Matan Komets be klisharis is kind of Kabbalah Sadam. Halacha can I get Halacha, Nektar can I get Zerika. So it's not a klisharis, it's going to be Sula. Rishimin Mashi, Rishimin said it's kosher. So it's not a klisharis, it's going to be kosher. If I'm a Yudah Beredur Mechia, my time with Rishimin, why do you say it's kosher? I'm a Kra, Kodesh Kodeshim, he kechatas kasham. It says it's like the holy, like a chatas, like an asham. And you compare the two things, say the following. Ba, lo'ov de biyad, if the coin comes to offer it by hand instead of in a kli, ov de biyam kechatas, he does it with his right hand like he would do a chatas. Big kli, and it was in a kli over the bismol ka asham. Then he puts it with his left hand, like he does in asham. So Rabbi Shimon was saying that this is he's going to be machshir a type of thing that if it wasn't put into a kli sharis, but it's important to understand. If it wasn't put in there after it was separated from the rest of the mincha, Rabbi Shimon is going to be masking it before. To the kamitza, the mincha itself has to be put into a kli sharis in order to be good. And now he comes and he says that what do we go and compare the two? We say that the pasuk compares a mincha to both a chatas and a asham, and they have different ways that they do the avoda. If he's doing it by hand, then he does it in his hand, it is right. So it's like the dam of the chatas is put on the kohen, by the kohen, he put it on the mizbeach with his fingers, with his right hand. So to do the kohen once, he can also bring the kohen and put it on the mizbeach with his right hand instead of a kli sharis. And if he wants to in a kli, then he does it with his left hand. If the kohen decides to go ahead and to bring the kohen in a kli, and the klisharis, he could use his left hand to carry the klisharis to the mizbeach and spill onto it, the komets on it. And this would be similar to the asham, whose dam is thrown on the mizbeach from a klisharis, which is held According to Rishimin, even in his left hand, the coin is left hand. Like we say, Rishimin says that the coin is used his right hand only for the zrika of Echatas, but not for the zrika of other Karbonas, Zagazak, Rashi. The Rabbi Shimon, Haikra Mapik Leila Hachi, Mapik Leila Hachi, uses Pasuk for this and use it for that also. Right? Rabbi Shimon, Haikra Mapik Leila Hachi, Mapik Leila Hachi. What are you doing? You're using it for. You're double dipping over here. Right? First, he uses this comparison in Minchah, the Chatzis, Nasim, Tetzisa, when you do it Shalol Lishma, that some Minachos are going to be no good like a Chatzis, others will be good like a Nasim. And then you come to teach me like the red hand, like a Chatzis, and left hand, like a Nasim. What's going on? Says, really, it's coming for the following. Minchah, Schote, the Pesula, Shalol Lishma, really, Iker thing is coming like a Rehuda, Rav Chia. And that is that this whole shtick of the right hand and the left hand. The fact that Minchas Chotah is not going to be good if it's Lishma, Taima Chmina, it's another thing. Chatas Taima Mai, it's based off something else. Chatas Taima Mai, why is it that Chatas is no good if you're doing it Lishma? Dechsiv who? Because the Pasuk says about the Chatas that Vesamach Yodol Rosh HaSayir Veshachat Oso Bimkom Asher Yishchot Eso L'Sne Hashem Chatas who? That's called only the Chatas. Minchas Chotah Namik Sebahu, but it also says about the Minchas Chotah also. So there's a separate Pasuk to teach that the Minchas Chote is going to be no good when it's brought for its own sake. And we don't use this pasuk to come and teach us that. Uli Rabbanan, whatever the Rabbanan, who don't compare the Ashram to the Chatas in reference to, not for its, when Ashram to the Chatas, when it's done Lo Lishma, like Rabbi, they don't agree with Rabbi Azar. Lamai Hilchasa Iskish Ashram Chatas. What do you have, what's the connection of Ashram to Chatas? Lo Melecha, it's coming to tell you, coming to teach you. My Chatas doing a smicha. Just like a Chatas needs smicha, if the Lina of Ashram to a smicha, also you do a smicha for the Ashram as well. Okay, now Yossi ben Choni Omer, we're in the next part of the Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah, says Yossi ben Choni Omer that Hanishchotan l'shem Pesach l'shem Chatas Psulin. That if somebody goes ahead and they shecht for the Pesach or for the Chatas, that is going to be pasul. Just like we said that if you have a Pesach done l'lishma or a Chatas done l'lishma, it's going to be pasul. So to any other carbon you did for the sake of a Pesach or for the sake of a Chatas are going to be pasul. Now, again, the Pesach is talking about during the time of the Pesach when it's in Yudal Nisan, or the Chatas is any time of year. Am Rabbi Yochanan Yosi ben Choni Rabbi Eliezer Abu Darachad. They seem to be saying the same thing, right? Says Rashi, V'divrei Rabbi Eliezer Nami Pasil Ba'acher Menishchatam L'Shem Pesach. He's also going to pass others during the Shem Pesach. Bizman, during the time, the Shem Chatas called him Moshe Shalom. Ibraisa, the Lakaman, Diakla, Ibiachim, learning from Ibraisa. Rabba Amar, Rabba Tzar, Ba'achirim, the Shem Chatas Pligi. Really, this Yosef ben Choni Shtekel and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing in an area about other types of karbonas that were shechted for the sake of a Chatas. So they're arguing in such a case. Rabbi Eliezer would say only that something shechted for the sake of a Pesach is no good, but if it's done for the sake of a Chatas, it's still going to be good. The Gemara is going to explain, how that works soon, says Rashi. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Pesach Shavu Shana, so a Pesach who passed its full its year. Right, the animal now is in the second year. Rashi says, the Sulu Chazi, the Pesach. Stame Shlomim, Kedarbinon Le'el Mikrai. It's done and becomes a carbon shlomim. Ushchata b'zmano l'shmo. So let's say a Pesach she'avra z'mano, and then one shechted it during its time, meaning on the 14th of Nisan, and they did it l'shmo. This is like compared to shechting a shlomim for the sake of a Pesach. Rashi says v'hava li'shochid shlomim l'shem Pesach. V'chein l'shochid acherim l'shem Pesach b'zmano, and also we shechted other types of karbanos. Either the Pesach itself has already passed its man, or other karbanos that he brought in the same for the same Pesach during the time. Rabbi Eliezer Paul, Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be pasul. For Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Rabbi Yeshua says, nope, it's going to be kosher. Amar Rabbi Shuvah says, "In b'shayim Moshe Shana, sheino kasher l'shmo, achirim k'shirim l'shmo." Rabbi Shuvah says, "Now hold on a second. If during other days of the year, when the Pesach is not going to be good, if it's shechted for its own sake, but other types of korbanos are going to be good if they're shechted for the sake of a Pesach, then bizmano shu kasher l'shmo." Then during its time when it will be kasher lishmo, for its own sake, eino din shi yuchshu achem lishmo, then
It makes sense, kavah chomer, that other types of carbonos should be valid when they're shechted for the sake of a carbon Pesach. Oh, nice move over there. It comes back here, Eliezer, with the 1-2 punch back. I'm going to lower Eliezer. Maybe you can actually flip it the other way. Oman b'shar yom ha'shana the rest of the year. Sh'eino kasher l'shmo. It's not good for its own sake, but kasher l'shem acherim. It's going to be good for other things. B'zmano shu kasher l'shmo, and adin sh'yichshu l'shem acherim. Then, during its time, when it is good for its own sake, then kavah chomer should be good if shechted for the sake of something else. Right? It's more likely that the Pesach carbon is going to be good on the 14th than during other times of the year, and therefore it should follow that the Pesach is going to be valid if it's shechted shelo lishmo on the 14th, because it's valid that way the rest of the year. Yuchu Pesach bar basar shelo lishmo v'kachata omer. Right? The Pesach would be good on the 14th of Nisan, even if it was done shelo lishmo. And that seems it's what you're saying over here. It's Rashi b'tamia. Atidur is kavah chomer. Is that what you want to say? Now, Mali, how does Rabbi Yehuda now? He shows an issue though in this Rabbi Yeshua shtickle. Because Mali huchshu acher m'shar yomos hashana l'shmo shekein hu kasher l'shem acher. What does it mean that the other types of kabbalas are going to be good during the rest of the year if they're shechted for the sake of Pesach? Shekein hu kasher l'shem acher, because then the Pesach is going to be good if it's shechted for the sake of other types of karbanos. V'yichshu acherim b'zman al-lishmo. Then should other types of karbanos be valid during its time of the shechted for the Pesach? Shekein hu pasul l'shem acherim. Well, the Pesach is going to be no good if it's shechted for the sake of other types of other things. Right? A karban is going to be good when shechted for the shem Pesach during the rest of the year, because a Pesach would be valid then if it was shechted for the sake of another type of karban. But on the 14th, when the Pesach is invalid if it's shechted for something else, that other karbonos are going to be invalid if they're shechted for the sake of the Pesach. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mishnah is back. Im kein, horata koach Pesach. If that's the case, then you've just weakened the strength of the Pesach. But you gave koach to shlamim. Rashi explains, im kein, im ataposa l'cherim l'shmo b'zmano horas Pesach v'nesata koach b'shlamim. Well, let's understand something. If other karbanos, including shlamim, are going to be no good when they're brought for a Pesach during, on the 14th, the Pesach becomes less chamor than the shlamim, because during the rest of the year, an animal that was set aside as a Pesach is going to be good when shechted for the sake of a shlamim. But on the 14th, the shlamim shechted for the sake of a Pesach is going to be no good. But now what's going to happen is going to be a problem, because the Torah seems that the Pesach is more chamor than shlamim when it comes to the Shema. Because by the Pesach it says, "Va'amartem zevach Pesachu," you shall say it is a Pesach sacrifice. And the Gemara earlier learns out from the word "who" it is that a Pesach is invalidated when shechted shelo lishma. However, the Torah makes no statement, no such thing in this section of Shlamim. Chazer b'Eliezer v'danu denacher. Eliezer, he backed out, and I just. Rabbi Yeshua just showed Rabbi Eliezer a sticker, it doesn't make sense. So Chazar Rabbi Eliezer, Vidanu Denacher, Matzinu Moser Pesach Ba Shlamim. We find that the leftover Pesach comes as a Shlamim, right? It's brought as a Shlamim. If an animal that's set aside for a Pesach, and then for some reason can't be brought as a Pesach because it got too old or it's not the 14th anymore, that's called Moser Pesach. It's leftover as a Shlamim. The Einu is a Shlamim Ba Pesach, but the leftover Shlamim can't become a Pesach. Right? If it's left over for some reason, something that happened or whatever, it can't be used as a Pesach. Oma Pesach shemasa ba shlamim, if a Pesach which is left over becomes a shlamim, shachto bezman shem shlamim pasal, and if you, it's going to be no good if it's shechted during its time for the sake of shlamim, shlamim shein mosem be Pesach, im shachto shem Pesach bezmano, eno den shiu psalom, of course it's going to be pasal then. Beep, turn the page. Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Amar lo, Rabbi Yeshua, Matzinu Moser Chatas Ba'ola. We find that there is the leftover Chatas comes as an Ola. Vein Moser Ola Ba'chatas, but that came becomes Chatas. Ma Chatas Shem Moser Ba'ola. If Chatas are leftover as an Ola, Shachta L'Shem Ola Psula. Whoa. Right, a Chatas is Moser Ba'ola. If Chatas is leftover as an comes as an Ola is no good if he shechted for the sake of an Ola. Ola Shein Moser Ba'chatas. Then an Ola, whose leftover does not become a chatas, shachto l'shem chatas in udin shetei pesul, of course it's going to be pasul. Bam! So from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer finds this question problematic, Rabbi learns out, he pulls out that according to Belezer, a carbon that's shechted for the sake of a chat, this is going to be good, even though if it's shechted for the Pesach, it's going to be no good. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo! Ima marta b'chata shekin k'sher l'shma kol ha'shana kula atom ha'pesach she'ina k'sher l'shmo k'sher l'bizmano. How could you compare the two? Hov hu pasal l'shmo din hu shi pasal achir l'shmo. So therefore, since sometimes it's no good, it's going to be pasal when it's done for its own sake, din hu, it's a kavachomer that it's going to be shi pasal achir l'shmo. It's going to pasal other things that are done. Yeah. Other types of karbanos that are shechted for its sake should be no good. All right. Next part of the Mishnah. Shimon Achia Zaria Omer. Right, the Mishnah continued on and said that he says, Shachtol Neshem Gavoa. This is back in Daf Beis. Shem Gavoa Mehen Ksherim. Neshem Namuch Mehen Psulin. It said, how is that so? Kotche kotchem, shachtem shim kotchem kalim. I give you psalm, kotche kalim, shachtem shim kotche kotchem ksherim. You go up and you don't go down. And then it goes on, it says, a bachor v'amaiser, shachtem l'shem shlamim. They're going to be kosher, shlamim, shachtem l'shem bachor, l'shem maiser, psula. Now, says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Masi Mishmei, the Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Acha Bered, Rav Amasim Mishim, Rav Yanai, Rav Yanai. My time is Shemelech Yisrael. What's the reason? Damar Kra, Baloi Chalu is Kachay Bnei Yisrael. Eis Asher Yerim Al Hashem. And they shall not profane the kadosh things of the Bnei Yisrael, that which they will separate for Hashem. And when it says this lashon over here, Yarimu is also instead of going up. B'mura Mehem Emes Chalun. With greater kadosh than their own, they're not going to become mechalel. That can be puzzle. But not mechalel mechalel. But if it's lower, then it will. That's what it's going to tell you. Actually, we need it for Shmuel. Damer Shmuel. Minayin laochel esatevel. So who be misa? How do you know if someone goes in to eat tevel that they're going to be chayav misa bidei shamayim? Shenemar is a pasuk says. It's talking about something that's eventually going to be trumasized. In Cain says, well, that's really wanted to teach you. Lift the kra, asher hormu. That is his lashon of hormu. My asher yarimu. Shmami Tati will learn two things from this. Does he mean that these karbanos that go up in Kedusha, they're going to be kosher, but they're not going to be merutza, not going to be accepted, you know, for the owner? Which is basically what the Tanakhama said about something done not for its, you know, how we started with something not lishma. It's going to be a good. It's a good carbon. It's not puzzle, but it's not going to be all lishma by them. The chipolig v'chadapolig is arguing only one thing over here. Or odelma ksherim umratzin. It's going to be. It's. What does it mean? It's arguing only one thing that a shchita that's going up in kedusha. Sorry, something going down in Kedusha, Tanakhama said good, but he's going to say it's no good. Or maybe he's arguing two things. Sher Mumuratzim, it's how typically he's arguing two different things over here. That a carbon is shechted for the sake of a carbon with lesser Kedusha, and one of greater Kedusha. Amar Bavi Tim Rav Zirika Toshma, let's take a look and see. Abachor v'amayser. Maybe each one is in its own position. Really, it's even Meratzin in the first part and second part, it's not. Ella, Michael Masulan. So, what is he, what does Rav Shimon Mazaya come to tell us by saying the Bechor and the Maisa, the Shechta for the Shlamim, Gavor and Namuch Kamasulan? It's coming to teach us. It's coming to, he wanted to tell us that a greater and lesser Kedusha, Tanina. We already learned this idea from the first example that he gave in the Mishnah. Ketzad, Kachem Kachem, Shachtol Neshem Kachem Kalim, etc. So why did he have to go into the case of the Bechor and the Maisa? What's he doing? You would have thought, Kachem Kachem, Kachem Kalim, Hudika Gavov Namuch. Right? That, there's a difference between the greater and lesser degree of Kedusha, of Kalim, the Kalim, low. But of one type of Kachem Kalim, another one of Kalim, then it would make a difference. So Shimon ben Azariah, Achi Azariah, therefore says a second example of Bukhar Meiser that was shechted for the sake of Shlomim to show that there is a hierarchy even amongst Kachim Kalim. So go about Hanami Tanya. That we also learned in the Mishnah. A Mishnah comes up on Pei Tes, and that is Shlomim Kodim Es Abachor Mipnei Shein Tuun Imaten Arba Usmicha Unisachem Utun Veschas Veshok. So we see there's a hierarchy in that for that as well. And for the Gemara, Ha Iker. No, this Mishnah here is the Iker one. He Agroin Us, but that was just brought up, you know, along the way. It's a side point that is brought over there. Rashi says Ahi Dechol Atadir.
Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, maybe. Yeah, that was a little nuts. We're going to stop over here by this Mishnah. Take it, God willing, to the next Mishnah. All right. Until next time, we wish all y'all a great, great day.